I'm Katie.
I'm Kylie.
And this is
You're Not Paranoid. Yeah, I was going to say when you log on, I'm like, your hair is on fire. That's what I thought when I saw you.
Thanks.
How are you? How was your week?
Let's say I survived this week.
And I survived? Or that you survived?
I survived.
Good job.
Thank you.
Sometimes that's all we need to do.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And that's that.
Yeah, that's true. You're on the other side of everything.
And yes.
We are on Friday. So welcome to us. Keep drinking.
Welcome.
What is on Bridesmaids? Like just throw it back. Throw it back.
Pull it up.
Yeah.
I mean, this week like went by pretty fast.
Creepy fast.
Overall.
Yeah.
But yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I say that a lot. I realized I listened and watched myself last episode. I'm like, for sure. For sure. Like all the time. Yeah. I'm like, for sure. That's the baby Shaka.
Oh.
You go like, for sure. You make your mouth small. For sure.
Well, I already have a small mouth.
You have a mouth.
Smell.
No, but it doesn't look small because you have nice teeth. If you had baby teeth, then it would be a different story.
What if I had big teeth?
Well, your teeth aren't small. I wouldn't say that they're like massive. They look appropriate for your face.
Thank you. I've been really worried about my teeth size.
Well, I get told I have big teeth, so.
Really?
That's why I acknowledge that. Yeah. I almost said his name. Husband. Like my smush.
I caught, I said it one time.
Oh, really?
Neither one of us caught it. And I mean, I caught it in editing.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny that we didn't do like a little bloop bloop.
We're just like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Good job.
Good catch. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. That's hilarious. No, what I was going to say is my husband likes to make fun of my teeth. But I think it's in a loving way because obviously he married me, so that's good. Wasn't a deal breaker, but
okay.
He has baby teeth, so it goes both ways, right?
It's probably just he's insecure then about his baby teeth.
I'm like, look at my teeth.
You could donate some of them.
No, then I'd have, like, they're big, so if I lose one, it's like a big hole.
No, I meant, like, just shave.
Oh.
Or like, I don't know, however, to make them smaller, but not actually get rid of them.
Got it. I thought you were saying donate my teeth to my husband. I was like, no, thank you.
Yes. So
he just has like all these baby teeth and like one big tooth. And he's like, what is that? Like my wife gave me one of her teeth.
Yeah. We don't do wedding rings.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. We exchange teeth.
And then if anything were to happen, heaven forbid, I'd take it back because that's my tooth, right?
Yeah, so, obviously.
Yeah. This is a weird conversation. I love it. It's that thing where you just kind of have to go for it, you know?
Yeah.
I appreciate that you go for it with me.
Thank
also,
you.
Also, are we... Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, universe.
I am lovers?
What?
Did you say lovers?
No, but we can shout out the lovers.
I thought you were like, hello, lovers.
Did I say that? Dude, I swear I like say stuff and I immediately don't remember.
I heard lovers, but you probably were like listeners and I was hearing what I wanted to hear.
Oh.
Hello.
Well, in the playback, we'll see. It'll be interesting.
We'll find out later. And that's that. So, hi. I'm hello. Kylie.
And I'm Katie.
And we are here to mess things up in the best way possible. Join us, get on our train, because you're not paranoid. Boom, 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 boom. That's like one of my favorite things, when one of us just like does the beat and then you just like go for it. Like, yes. Sometimes you just have to lighten it up, you know?
Yeah, because it's about to get dark.
Oh,
no,
is it?
Kidding.
Wait, did I do the wrong episode? Yeah, it's gonna get dark.
Cause it's.
Maybe I'll do the bright side.
You're not paranoid after dark.
After dark, you know it might be daytime for you. Turn off the lights.
Yeah, that's how Ladies in Tangents does their exclusive ones. I don't know where it came from, but they kind of do like the, ooh, it's the ladies after dark.
That's funny. That was
Yeah.
a scary laugh, but that is funny.
Thanks. I
That's
made it up. I'm just
you
kidding.
made it up from them, yeah. That's cool. I wonder
Yeah.
if we have a thing that we do. I don't know that we do. Ladies.
Just
Not paranoid. Just like same but different.
Yeah.
You're like, we'll just say it different order of words. But yeah, it's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you. How was your week?
It was better than yours, unfortunately. That thing where like something goes great and then you feel like you don't want to share because you don't want to make it like maybe we meet somewhere in the middle.
It's you. I sacrificed my week so that you could have a great week.
So that I have, thank you. I felt it. I appreciate that sacrifice.
You know, it's just, you know, life is a give and a pull. Are
That's
those
true.
the
We
two
listen.
right
Oh my
ones?
gosh. So that was also embarrassing. I was listening back to the episode last week, and you totally said the Brené Brown episode, like with the whole
Oh,
description
yeah.
episode. And then I was like, I think this is what Katie was talking about. But then I like forgot halfway through listening to the Brené Brown episode. And then I was like, Katie, have you heard this episode? And she's like, that's literally what I told you to listen to like 2 days ago. I'm like, oh yeah. Right. So I also forget things. I don't know why.
Yeah, it happens.
It's because after this episode, I just dumped it out, you know?
They
Is that an innuendo?
it kind of just sounds like you like after this podcast, I just go and take a massive dump.
Oh, I do. It's called brain pooping. You just
I
like
dump out.
poop it out. Maybe out the back here. That would be kind of convenient if you could like unload thoughts and then like upload like the Matrix. But then I guess you're trading that for social freedom, so maybe not be worth it. Wait, you haven't even seen the Matrix. Oh. We're off to a great start. We're back on a routine. We're back on the sad routine.
Is that,
No,
oh
it's not.
no, that's John Wick. Never mind.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that one's because his dog was killed or something.
Yeah, I heard
I
that
haven't
too.
seen those either.
Yeah, I think I've seen one John Wick, but I wasn't memorable enough. I've heard it's really good. I just don't remember if I've seen it or if people just talked about it so much that I feel like I saw it.
That's me with most movies.
Yeah. I'm like, are these my memories or are these implanted memories? Basically,
Basically.
like the Matrix for real, which is like they do this thing where they like plug you into this to the Matrix, and then you get to like upload skills to your brain so you can like they're demonstrating in the movie where like I'm skipping a lot of important things, I know that, but just for the sake of time, they like download. Maybe like Taekwondo, or I think it was karate. It was a martial art that was really, really cool. And he was like, but he went from not knowing to all of a sudden kick hands. And it was really sweet. And like, that would be pretty cool to just like
Yeah,
all
that
of a
would be
sudden,
nice.
I would like to be a singer, like downloading good voice. And then it's like, I'll spare you
Do
then.
it.
Like trying to go for it, you know? I guess I'd be an opera singer. Who knows? Be
Okay.
like, dang it, wrong download. And then Katie's like, I did it wrong. I was like a little kid version.
Nah. That could be your thing when you become a successful rapper.
Like a spin-off of it. Just like, oh my gosh, that's so annoying. Like, Kylie in the house. Kylie in the house. Kylie in the house. Now make that beat drop. Oh my God, that's awesome. Spit. Oh my God. All of this is bad. We gotta stop. End of recording. I'm just kidding. Oh my goodness.
See you later.
That was. Uh-oh. My light might fall mid recording. It's balancing on
No.
something. I'll try. I have to have good lighting for
You just
you.
gotta get the angles.
It's all about the angles, yeah.
It's all
Kind of
about the
contour my face.
angles, baby.
Yeah. Oh man. So, what is this week's
You didn't
second?
say how your week was, or was that it just
Oh,
that you had a good
I'm
one?
like dodging it. Like, what do you call that? Slipping. I'm slipping it, like in boxing. You're like, yeah. I think it's actually like that. But anyways, I'm slipping your questions. It was great. I actually, if I have to talk about acting, it went well, really well. We got to do our final scene for everybody, and I learned a lot this year, or this year, this class, and so it was cool to put that into practice. And work wasn't like too terrible, so that's like a good thing. What else? Yeah, it's kind of that weird. Oh, I stayed on track with my fitness, so that was pretty cool.
Nice.
And I also, on my day off that I took, I realized I'm not doing the, like, I actually, what actually motivates me to go to the gym is not what I look like. It's my energy level. Like, it's insane. I, on my day off, I was tanking by like 2 p.m. Like, could not keep my eyes open to do my, like, to do the work that I wanted to do, or had to do, let's be real. And then today I'm like all awake and ready to go and feel like the Energizer Bunny. Is that still a thing? Is there a new version of that? I'm just gonna bring up all the 90s references.
I feel like people probably don't see commercials as much, so I don't even know if they run those commercials.
But at least there's ads on YouTube and stuff like that. I wonder if YouTube will ever be like, that was old. Like, what's gonna be the, I guess TikTok is kind of like competing. Like, what's gonna be, like, Facebook is already turning into that thing that parents are ruining, but like, what will be the next thing that parents get on board with, and we're like, well, now it's not cool because even they're watching or doing it.
Probably Instagram. I think too TikTok is too, like, if they're actually gonna make stuff,
Yeah,
it's harder.
that's true. Aaron, you mean, yeah, like content creators kind of thing? I feel that. Well, sweet. Good times. Good
All
times.
right.
Welcome. Welcome to our show. Want to get our show started? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's do it. Oh wait, I have one. Save it for the podcast.
Ooh, yay.
I was making that like little short about the mommy needs her cheese,
Yeah.
and I was like editing the captions, and I used the word procurer. Because the word procure means to get. And I swear I've heard procurer is like someone who gets things for you. Well, when I was looking up how to spell it, all the definitions came up as it's a person who procures sex workers for people. So
Well,
I called the people that work across the thing from us.
I mean, so that maybe they pay their ladies in cheese or their workers in cheese. Who knows?
Yeah, but I was like, that's kind of not fair because procure, I don't think, relates to sex work. So,
I mean, we can find out. Watch, it's
then
like
where
two.
would I have heard that? Like, why do
Maybe
I
on
know?
My Favorite Murder or something.
Maybe.
Procure. To procure is to obtain something, especially with care or effort. Number two, to persuade or cause someone to have sex with another person.
No.
I'm just kidding.
See, so
Ooh.
that's innocent. But when you add the
Oh,
ER.
interesting. To care, manage, procure. Yeah, you just add an R and then suddenly it's dirty. A person who obtains a woman as a prostitute for another person. So it's like a sex wing person.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of rude.
That is kind of word rude.
It's a
What's a
word.
procurator? Maybe that's what you, that's maybe that's what you meant.
Oh, isn't that like a
Procurator.
library term?
An agent representing others in a court of law in countries retaining Roman civil law. A treasury officer in the province of the Roman Empire. Definitely. Yeah, I'm so confused now.
Words are dumb.
Procurement?
Procurement.
Wait, I want to go back to procurer. Like, who? I didn't. Oh, no. I thought I found it, but it's still wrong.
It's bad. Ow. Ow.
Let's look at Merriam-Webster. She doesn't let us down. Let's see.
Come on, Merriam.
Nope, still the same.
God bless America.
Right? But in this one, they say an example that so-and-so had carved out a career as a procurer of high-priced call girls for wealthy, powerful men. Synonyms, cadet, fancy man, pander, and pimp. So procurer, you could go, so if people are pimps, which is like, obviously, I think that's a bad thing, right? Like pimps are bad people because they like usually are procuring women, but like using drugs to do that, right?
Not necessarily, but there usually is a element like of control.
Violence or something like that, yeah. Anyways, I was going to say, I feel like that would be, no one would question it if they had that on their business card. Like, I'm a procurer. You'd be like, oh, that's nice. Like,
sure.
I wouldn't be like I would assume like, you know, like your cheese lady, that she's the same. Uh-oh. Now we know. But you can go up to people and be like, are you a procurer?
And then do a little winksy. And I walk and I talk like a pimp because I am.
Oh.
That's from Megan Thee Stallion.
Gotcha. You're basically like, whoa, Katie, what would you be? Katie the
Tiger
Phoenix because of your hair?
Yeah, but yeah, I don't want to be a bird.
You don't want to be a bird. I was like, a who? A what?
A what?
What?
A what?
A what? Yeah, no, I don't know. Katie, the pickle?
A pickle?
I just wanted to get a reaction out of you. She's like, no, thank you.
Okay. No, thank you.
All right. That was a very interesting new information of the week. Thanks for telling me.
You're welcome. So the and more you know, you might be saying words wrong or that mean bad things.
I think we might do that more than we realize, but that's okay. At least it was self-caught. People, maybe one day when we have people writing into us more often, someone will be like, oh, by the way, you said procurer, and we'll be like, listen to the next episode. We corrected it.
Or acknowledged it.
Well, yeah, we didn't like go back and edit it because we're not psychopaths, but you know.
Yeah.
We're human. We call things and people the wrong things.
Sometimes it happens.
We didn't even have to tell you, but we chose to.
Yeah.
We're sparing you for your own future.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't say that word in public.
Cheese for cure. So.
Whoops.
Now we know. Cool.
That's all.
I feel like I had one that was save it for the podcast. What was I going to say? Nope, it's not here. It might come up later though.
Okay. Cool.
Which episode are we doing this week, Miss Kitty?
I'm choosing.
Yeah.
We're doing double / Secret Lives.
Yes. Because is this the one that's the dark one?
Yeah.
Cool. Because it's not that dark, like when you really think about it. Some of them, Katie has dark stories. You dark. Go first and I will close with things that I found that are a little bit less.
Okay.
Does that sound great?
Yes.
Cool.
All right.
And Now we shall begin.
Okay. So I immediately thought of, is it Robert List? So-and-so List, the dude that, like back in the 70s killed his whole family and then like left and started a new family somewhere else. And he was on America's Most Wanted and they aged him with a sculpture. And someone was like, oh my God, that's my neighbor. And then he was arrested. Wait, might have even been the 60s. And then in the 80s, they found him.
Okay, Robert. Oh no, I'm looking at Robert Liston.
Yeah, it might not be Robert then.
Because Robert Liston was born in 1794.
Do like, you could probably just do like the List, like family murders or something.
You were right. I was like, this won't be dark. And you're like, yes. Yes,
Halloween.
No, it is not your fault that he did that. John List.
John.
He is a creepy mother effer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Also, I really enjoyed watching the things pop up. Oh, I have to save it for the podcast if we pause.
Okay. What do you...
If you look here... If you look here, if you look everywhere, I'm recording from you live in my husband's office.
Nice.
Can you tell he likes to fish?
Mm. Yeah, I could gather that.
Yeah. So there's that's like a fish thing. And then this says.
Eat, sleep, fish.
Yes, it does.
I mean, which eat, pray, fair. Love, eat, sleep, yeah. Fish. You know what I mean?
For sure. For sure. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Super sweet. Anyways, that? Back to the my cat hair like flipped up at me. Did it look weird?
It just looked like a lot of attitude. I'm like, oh okay. Like, and I'm done.
I was done with that cat hair. It was like flying in my face. I like blew it away, but that's really funny.
You're just like so blasé. It's like anyway.
Is that the right word too?
I think so.
I'm gonna question all of your words now. Watch. Blase is like when a woman holds a man's weenus. Katie's laughing hysterically.
Oh. I'm just gonna look up like everything. Sex related words and just try to drop them in and see if
yeah,
you catch
just
it.
Like you're like yeah, I really I'm liking the outside of that frame. The rim job on that is so nice.
Oh my God.
We put explicit for a reason. Oh my gosh. We got to have fun. We have to. Okay. But this isn't supposed to be fun. So I just wanted to bring you back for 1 second. Don't cry. It's okay.
I got a little crying on.
I that know. We're going to go from crying of laughter to crying of murder. Okay.
Yeah.
Now
so,
now we're free to express the rest of our emotions.
But yeah, that's who I first thought of when I thought of Secret Lives.
Yeah.
So that's where I went. Mm-hmm. It's also like family annihilation / patricide when fathers kill their families. So that's a little look into Katie's brain of how she thinks, and that's why she can't sleep well. Anyway, so then I was
taking melatonin.
I was googling like, why do men have secret lives or secret families? Yeah. And then I found a LA Times article from 1992 called Leading a Double Life is More Common Than Many Suspect. And we're just going to get darker and sadder and more depressed. Here we go.
Okay.
A quote from Robert Moda, the director of the doctoral program at Hofstra University School of Community Psychology, and who is also a psychologist, quote, according to recent stats, again, this is 1992, so
it's only got worse.
Yeah, 70% of all males and 50% of all females are going to have an extramarital affair at some point over the course of their marriage. What this says is that most people at some time in their life are going to lead double lives. So, and I also didn't think of it in that way, that like just cheating in general is kind of leading a secret slash double life.
It is, yeah.
So that was fun to read. sorry, I was gonna end on a not so serious thing, and then I read my notes, and that made me laugh. But first, there is like a Reddit thread of people finding out that their dads have second families.
What?
Yeah, so that's kind of crazy. I don't know.
Also, why don't they call those threadits? I never understood why they don't just go for it.
Dude, copyright.
For sure.
For sure, but
They
wait,
should
what
just
does
make like
Reddit
little
mean?
hands that say for sure. Reddit.
Why is it called Reddit? Because it's like, oh, I read it
I
online.
read it on Reddit, but why not the thread it? Because it's a thread on Reddit.
I really like that. Or we just start our a competitor to Reddit, and it's Threadit.
Or you should read it. Like you should have read it.
Could have,
I
should have
read
read
it.
it.
But I love it. But I
I
love about it. But I love reading. Reading's my favorite.
it. Just doesn't
Buddy the
quite
Elf, what's your favorite
flow as
color?
Reddit.
I know. Heard it.
Ooh, YouTube coming for
Talked
you.
about it. Yeah. Or like speak it.
Speak it. And then it's just voice memo threads.
Yeah, the articles are read to you from Reddit. Now I feel like we're talking about Bop It, like Reddit, Thread It, Bop It. It's like
Pass it. Do bop
I
it.
was okay. How stressed out did you get when Bop It would come to you? I don't know why, but it was like
I
I
would
can't let
guess
my fans down.
the like the point of you like being ha like it's first in your hands. It's like, oh my God, and then it starts.
Yeah.
Wonder if
Like
they
your
still
heart's
have
pounding.
those.
I think that was like the first time I experienced like what stage fright is, but like peer pressure stage fright, you know? 'Cause you're like, here it comes. My friends aren't gonna like me if we don't keep this going. It's like nobody gives a shit. We're 12 in like the living room at 9:30 at night and the mom is like watching Friends in the other room. Like calm down. But at the same time, like in that moment, it's the most important thing.
That's so true. Let's find a bop it and do it.
Practice. Yeah. I feel like looking back, some of them are a little inappropriate.
Oh, for
Like,
sure.
pull it, booped it. And you're like, what?
Because
You don't know any
then it
better.
would be like, if you missed it, it'd be like, meh, or
Yeah.
something. If you didn't do it right.
Yeah. So much pressure. Okay, so
Anyways.
let's go back to being sad.
So okay, first of all, you would think if you're gonna have two families, maybe like don't do it in the same city.
Ooh.
'Cause like a lot of these stories of like how they found out is like they live down the street.
I know. I feel
It's
like there is
like
probably a lot of parallels between murderers and cheating. Like, I wonder if it's usually someone you know. Like, they're with someone you know. The way that a murderer is usually people are murdered by someone they know.
that's a good point. Yeah, I was, that's probably true.
So don't have friends.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story. Don't let your significant other have any friends and lock them in the room and feed them cheese from Procures. Okay. So that's weird.
I'll just read you one. So these are from Reddit, but this article is actually insider.com talking
Okay.
about the thread on Reddit.
Oh, how funny. It's very, it's
It
like,
just ding, ding, ding. And then deeper we write a deeper then we do a podcast on the article on the that's thing. On Reddit.
What's that, what's that movie? No, not that it's I'm really asking.
Emperor's
you,
New Groove.
No.
But like put the box in a box.
And it's a hammer. Yeah, good job. But that's not what I was talking about. Inception. That's the one I was talking about.
Oh, I have seen that one.
Okay, we're back to being on good terms.
Our school's library kind of looks like the snow fortress thing.
Ew.
And I think it was modeled after my school's library.
That's pretty sweet.
Look it up.
Oh, I will.
So this That's is cute. Called Both of His Sons, who both had the same first, middle, and last name, ended up at the same high school together. Wait, so this
wait,
is...
Wait. All his sons had the same name?
Apparently.
He's already a psychopath, first of all, but go ahead.
For sure. So this is from in someone else's perspective. Reddit user Spider Bundles. I don't know why that's funny. This happened to two guys I went to school with. Their dad had a secret second family for 14 years until both of his sons, who both had the same first, middle, and last name, ended up in the same high school together. In the same class, even.
What? So not brother. Like, they're half-brothers, mm-hmm. but, like, separate lives, he named them the same. Probably so he didn't mix up their names. That's
funny. Yeah. It says they also looked so similar to each other that they may as well have been twins. And then they both immediately confronted their parents in a, hey, something weird happened today way. And that's it. The secret was out. The wife and the mistress left him not long after, but the half brothers went on to be really good friends.
Aww. I suppose that's a nice ending if there has to be like that.
Yeah. I will say that most of these end with the siblings being close, even if like the parents
suck.
Yeah.
That's so nice. Kids persevere.
Mm-hmm. I just can't. Could you imagine like finding out your husband has like a whole other family?
So I won't go into detail, but my husband. Maybe I won't say that.
Okay. he has a second family.
He does not. I was going to say he has a family member that he didn't know existed until later in his life.
So oh, wow.
He has a relative who had a double life, but it was more like a life before my husband. Kind of thing.
Yeah. Interesting.
Anyways. So he had that like.
Whoa.
Chattering like what moment when he was, I think it was 17.
Dang.
Yeah. So I know someone who at least has been through. Like I know someone who's like.
Well, I know like two people. So.
So it's like I'm a little bit better than you. So.
I read this whole article, so just like
whoa, that's a big article.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's very uncreative of that cheater.
Yeah, but I mean, sadly, they're kind of all like this.
Mm.
Also, another way people find out is when they go and they submit their DNA to like one of those genealogy websites, and then they'll get people pinging them like, hey. What's up with the match? So that's what? Awkward.
I never thought about that. We could mm-hmm. have secret families that we don't even know.
And they could be murderers.
Gosh,
see, it could be like a two for one.
Yeah.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Let's catch them.
Okay, let's do it.
Blood isn't blood if it's over blood. You know what I'm saying?
New slogan
for sure.
So if you want to read more about those kinds of stories, go for it.
Maybe we'll put a link somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe our website. We're working on the updates.
Yeah. And then there was one dude. I kind of found him last minute, so I didn't go into it as much, but it might be a suggested further reading for our audience.
Extra credit.
Yeah. So this dude named Xavier Dupont de Ligonnès from France. Nice. Thank you. Apparently, there's an Unsolved Mysteries show about him. He hasn't been seen since like the early 2000s, and his wife and four children, like ages 14 to 21, were all found murdered and buried under his like front porch step in somewhere in France. And then they never found him after that. And holy basically, God. Yeah, it's an unsolved mystery. There's like hundreds of sightings of him everywhere. And they thought that he showed up in Scotland in 2011 because some guy, like the fingerprints didn't match the passport or something weird, and he was French, and everyone's like, oh my God, it's him, but it ended up not being him. So as of now, they don't know what happened to him, but it's an interesting read because there's a lot of theories. Like, it's one of those stories that has generated a lot of interest. So there's a lot of different theories that are kind of fun to read through.
That would be a good movie or TV show.
Yeah. I mean, there's at least the Unsolved Mysteries.
And by that sounded a little bit insensitive. I meant more like the mystery of finding him, not obviously everything else.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just kind of like some weird circumstances. Like, technically none of those bodies were like fingerprinted or collected evidence from. So that's some theories of like, well, how do you technically know it's them if you didn't prove it was? But
or they're just not saying because they don't want to like reveal their investigation findings.
Exactly. And then that's used as another theory of like, well, they're not saying, so... But I just wanted to mention that as a runner-up story.
Yeah,
because I feel like that could be like its whole own episode alone. But to bring us back to some levity, when I was googling like levity, double life,
is levity like a
it's that thing,
is it like a toy or like
it's a brand. You'll be floating
after you use the levity. You'll be levitating.
So and googling just like kind of generic search terms like why do people lead double lives or whatever.
Dude, I literally googled that exact same phrase.
Did you find the funny website?
I think I did.
The WikiHow.
Oh no.
So there's a WikiHow of how to live a double life.
That's pretty messed up.
And
I told you people could make WikiHows. Anyone can make a WikiHow.
Maybe this is that French dude and he's telling everyone how to do it.
Whoa.
But this is my favorite. There's a cartoon. Can you see him? He's like, shh.
He looks a little scary.
He looks like, yeah, he just murdered his family. So step one is keep quiet. Sorry, this is just like...
This is ridiculous. Yeah,
we're I want to lead a double life. If only there was a blueprint. Let me Google this real quick. Oh, great, a WikiHow. Number two, be extra professional at work. I wonder if these are sarcastic. I didn't actually like read through the whole things.
That is kind of funny. They like to not draw attention to yourself.
Uh-huh. While it can be tempting to try to talk about aspects of your double life, it's better simply to not engage. Step three, use caution when speaking. Number four, address conflicts quickly. One of the quickest ways to get caught living a double life is by letting a conflict spill from one of your lives into the other. Oh,
This
so these
is
are three
tidy.
different methods. So that was the first method.
Oh.
I'll quickly go through method number two.
Yeah, you don't have to be quick. That's fine.
Step one, keep different lives on different platforms.
Oh.
Maybe, oh, this, Let me just read
Are we
this
telling
for.
people how to live double lives?
I don't know. It says maybe you're into a particularly risque type of online content. You know, the artistic stuff. Okay, I don't know where they're going. It also has a reference link at the end of that sentence.
Yikes.
Here's a example. An example.
I'm just entertained watching you realize what it's about and then coming to terms with it and trying to, like, your face has been moving a lot lately. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. For instance, don't say anything about which featured videographer on Guys Gone Wild you think is most insightful on Facebook, even in a private message to a friend that shares the interests. Instead,
Uh-oh.
make an account on Reddit where you can find a group with similar interests and keep your thoughts on mustaches, man buns, and fedoras limited to this domain.
Is this written for a woman? Like, I'm so confused. My gosh.
Know. Oh, make an email address that's Secret Life only.
Secretlifeonly@gmail.com.
Secret Life only 69.
AOL.
Number three, log off your life. Log off like your life depends on it. Get in the habit of logging out of all your accounts just to make sure you're logged off when it really matters.
Oh boy.
Number four, create two accounts on the same platform. Although
I
that kind
thought
of
we said,
like
yeah,
make would make
they're
step
not.
three harder to do.
Yeah.
Or disregard all those previous steps. Step number five, keep it offline altogether.
So then what? How do you keep it offline? You're just gonna meet random people on the street?
Well, it says this may actually be the best way to ensure you never get caught living a double life. In short, say what?
Until you run into Sharon at the grocery store, and then you're like, that Sharon is her like aunt or something.
Yeah.
Like, assuming it's a dude cheating and it's his wife. Like, I don't know. It's just, isn't that stressful? It's like the feeling you get when you're playing Bop It. Like, no, thank you. Full circle.
Oh, method three is weighing the risks of having an affair.
That is a loaded question.
This is like for someone who is cheating or wants to cheat and is like, well, here we go.
Yikes.
And
No.
number one uses the same stats that I just talked about.
Yeah.
And it's like, recognize that affairs are common.
Fuck that. That's not cool. You can't justify it because everyone else is doing it. That's basically what they're saying. Like, it's okay. You're one of the statistics.
Yeah, it says
Join the club.
this indicates that the desire to live a double life, especially in the romantic scene, is extremely common. However, having an affair can be incredibly hurtful, not only to your partner, but to other members of your family and even yourself.
No shit.
And then it says, before entering an affair, think about the potential negative effects that doing so could have on the people you care about.
Yeah.
Step two, talk to your partner about an open relationship.
Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of the double life?
Don't know. Step three, know when to call it quits.
Yeah.
And then the last step is see a psychologist.
Yeah. That
So,
I like that WikiHow better than the other ones. Like, if you're reading this, you probably need help in some regard.
Yeah. So hopefully they made it to the bottom of that how to.
Yeah.
And
That's.
that's what I have found.
I mean, it's so gross. Like, just thinking about that, considering I just got married, like, that was the first thing that we said when we started dating is like, I would rather you just break it off with me than disrespect me like that. Because we have a, I mean, it's like a zero tolerance policy, 100%. Oh, that's terrifying. No,
So
thank you. No, it's like, it's so sad. Like the murders, I'm like, oh yeah. And then you're talking about cheating, and I'm like, oh my God. No.
Oh, no.
It's just a different, it's like marriage murder, you know?
Yeah.
Dang. That's all. Well, that's a lot to take in on both sides.
Oh.
I found a website, if you would like me to talk also. Okay.
No.
Well, thank you for listening.
See you next week. Just like from now on, I'm like, no.
You're like, and you're done. No, I like
Crop
to,
your side of the video out.
yeah, I'm just like gone. I was gonna say, I feel like I talked a lot during your story, so please talk a lot
Oh my gosh.
during my stuff. I just like to
It's
make
not a
fun.
lecture.
I know. I mean, sometimes it feels like it is when you're talking, but I'm just kidding.
Oh man.
I'm teasing. Okay, so we don't like this particular the source that I found.
Oh no, is it Joe
Dr.
Rogan?
Oz.
Oh, okay.
Is it Joe Rogan? Another day for another day. No, Dr. Oz. Remember,
yeah,
he's can't fake.
boo.
Yeah, Hannah Viverette. Remember all that spigot
Yeah.
that he put her through? Yeah. Ugh. I love that
Oh.
word.
Yeah,
Ugh.
we don't like him.
We don't like Dr. Oz. Was it Dr. Oz or was it, wait, hold
No, it
on.
was.
Was it Dr. Phil?
Well, I don't like him either. But
I
no, I
don't
think
either,
she was on
but
the Dr. Oz show.
okay, it's just the
Or
I'm
was it the
realizing
Dr. Phil show?
I feel like it was Dr. We don't like them either of them, so that's just that. Unless they want to come on our show, then we'd be happy to interview them. Just kidding.
Do you know that he's running for Senate?
Who?
Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania?
I
Or
feel
he
like people
was.
would vote for him just out of recognition of his name.
Yep.
What is his first name?
Like Mehmet, Mehmet, something
Met
like that.
Dr.
Mehmet Oz.
Oz first. Oh, it says for senator. No, thank you. Dr. Oz fish oil. Mehmet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because he was on they talked about him on a podcast that I like called Maintenance Phase,
Yeah.
and because I had never really watched his show, but apparently it's very like gimmicky. The like
Yeah.
you'll lose 20 pounds by like drinking the fish oil.
Yeah.
Like,
By
come
swallowing a
on,
fish whole while it's alive.
and hopping on 1 foot.
That would be kind of funny to do like a spoof episode of like, "Hi, we're here to give you the." Oh, I was
But
going to
then what
say,
people would maybe follow it or something.
I know. It'd have to be something. So I feel like So remember when, and that's how we drink, did the what do we call those spaghetti stories? What are they called?
Oh, the creepy pastas. I mean, you're not wrong.
Knew it was something with food and something carbs related. I haven't ate dinner, so I'm like, ooh. No,
Oh no.
it's cool. It's cool. I starve for us. It's cool. Where was I going with? Oh, the creepy spaghetti. So I think it would be funny to do our own conspiracy theory episode and just like throw it in there and be like, is it real? Is it not? And at the end, we're like, yo, we made all that up. Boom. That's how they work. Or like, you know, our own. But then again, have to be something that's non-health related. Those are the kind of conspiracies I think are fun because they're not like hurting anyone. Most of the time, egos, but not like, you know, or like not designers. for Finland and all that, you know. Someone's like, I know, I've been there. I know someone who's Finnish, so it's definitely real. But anyways, I'm all over the place. Dr. Oz, he's a Turkish American surgeon, educator, author, and television personality. Oh no, cool. I got scared. He co-wrote, I thought he was gonna say. Okay, cool. It says the popular You series, and I thought it was gonna say like what? On Netflix. I'm like, no, but it's actually a series of health books that I'm sure no one reads now because of the You show. That's like way cooler in the worst way.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate naming collision.
Yeah, surprised. I wonder if it was like You, and then it does
colon else
versus just like You.
Mm-hmm.
Back to what I'm talking about. How to spot someone with a double identity. Find out the red flags to look for.
Ooh.
How to properly handle it. But this is coming from Dr. Oz, so.
He is a red flag, so.
Juggle. I don't know what that was. I don't like it. Juggle it. Throw it out the window. Whatever you want to do. It was just that was. It's innuendo night. I can't help it. Okay. So one of some of the questions they answer are, what are the most prevalent types of double identities? And they're like, it's not just everybody who's, you know, a criminal or a serial killer. It's like you were saying, people who are spouses or politicians who are actually super corrupt, even though they're like, you know, that's what makes a politician a politician. It's what they look like on TV. And they say that people get away with this because a majority of people in our world are very gullible and they want to believe what they want to believe.
Ain't that the truth?
Ooh, this is a doctor. There's a man named Dr. I don't know if it's a man. No, not Dr. Oz. it's a female. Glad I stopped myself. What's up? Dr. Kathleen Ramsland. She is a crime author and forensic psychology professor at the set. I'm going to say this wrong. You probably know better than I do. DeSales University. We'll just leave it there. Okay.
Sure.
She said that people would rather accept a lie than believe we've been duped.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is true. What makes someone start living a double life? We already talked about that.
Because they're a narcissist or sociopath.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty much when they fear that people are going to judge the life that they actually want to live. And so they're like, do they let go of their fantasies or do they nurture them in private, basically?
Which is kind of sad, like at the base. Yeah,
at face then, value. When it's murder, then, they deserve to no longer be here. But that's just my personal views. And they talk about some killers. And then there's people who, you know, obviously psychopaths who are psychopaths because they don't feel remorse. They're the most likely to lead a double life.
I didn't think of like that in terms of like serial killers. Because a lot of them, like people that knew them were like, oh no, he was like a great guy.
Yeah.
Great family man, whatever, whatever.
What's his freaking face? Stupid Ted Bundy. Even the people closest to him didn't believe it.
Yeah, that lady who wrote the book.
Yeah, we know her name.
We do.
Because she's important.
Anne
Hathaway.
Little known fact.
Rule.
I knew it.
Anne Rule.
She rules. She rules.
She wrote The Stranger Beside Me. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's so creepy. You know, it's funny that, not funny, but just a little pause to the side. So I've been obsessed with the sex lives of college girls. I'm totally I'm totally obsessed and it's so good on HBO Max. I can't stop watching it. It's like becoming distracting. But for real, there is, I was going to say, I forgot why I'm even saying this. Oh, like psychopaths or like people living the life they think they're living. There's like cheating going on in the show. So that's like a double life.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another double life going on where one of the characters is a freaking like predator and like whips out his member in front of girls. And it's just like, I'm only on episode, I think
I'm like,
seven.
I don't remember that part.
I'm on episode 7. It's at the comedy house.
I don't remember. Bella.
So there's one of the dudes.
Oh, in the
I'm on episode 7, so I don't know where this is going. They're just like starting to confront it. But like, I know where I was going with this. So I got to the scene today where one of the main characters has been assaulted, and he's just put like his like rubbed up against her and stuff, and like made her it was super uncomfortable. And that's, I mean, if you're putting, even if it's in your pants, rubbing up against someone, that's very disgusting. And I would say it's definitely like an assault.
Yeah.
And it was not consensual whatsoever. And then when they're confronting this to one of his friends, the friend like doesn't believe them, because people would rather believe the nicer thing than even question the possibility of this double life.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my point. Like, that was my example.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Cause it's like, you take yourself, like you center yourself in it where it's like, oh, I'm, like, I can't be that stupid or naive to not see like a sexual predator, like when there is one. But then it's not really your fault.
Yeah.
Like if they're being different around you. You know?
Yeah. It's lucky all around, because those are what psychopaths are.
Yeah. And the coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In that show.
I know. I think they did a really good job casting him, because he is like stereotypical looking, like what people would be like, oh, that's an attractive man,
but his
or whatever.
Face is not,
it's just like
his body is nice.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like he has the qualities of what you would think someone is, but then when you like look closer and then their personality and everything else that goes into it, he's like a on the border, like you're gonna either make it or break it with your actions.
Yeah, I really, really didn't like that character.
Same. And I think that they did it on purpose. I think they did it on purpose. He's like, everybody pay attention to me. Take me seriously. And they were like, okay, daddy. Like, that was making me laugh so hard. Like, just, yeah, making him feel. Which also I can see, like, if you're a dude, that is, like, really uncomfortable to be catcalled by women. But also it happens to women. So, okay, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Back to what I'm talking about.
Hang on 1 second. Jibby wants out again. She doesn't like
Jib.
She's being rude.
Rude. I'm mad at her, but I forgive you. So.
Thank you. I can live with that.
Thanks. I have another thing. It's called, what are the common qualities of those with double lives? So this is also part of the how to spot them, right? When they disappear for long periods of time.
That's what I would like to know.
Yeah.
What's the lie behind that?
For sure. I mean, I feel like people come up with things. So like, are people with a lot of hobbies? Like
I
do have a lot of hobbies. And so I'll be like, oh, I'm going to recording. It's like, I have proof, like watch my episodes, you know, or I'm going to acting class, or I'm going to jiu-jitsu. I think it's those things. People have like regularly scheduled things that don't seem like presumptuous, or people hide things. They catch them like, oh, like that's nothing, you know, that's kind
of. Yeah, I was thinking more of like having two families.
Oh.
Like, but I mean, maybe you just like, I'm a traveling salesman.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like in today's world, though, I feel like it would be harder to get away with it. But
that is why, if they don't have social media, be worried. Not literally, but that's kind of sketchy, because if they don't have social media, they probably do. They're just not showing you. That's what I think. They're also obviously master deceivers, and they always have another lie like in their pocket waiting on deck. And they are also constantly trying to, no, let me rephrase. They were saying the way that this doctor, what did I say her name is? It is Ramsland. She said that you can tell by their facial expressions and the microaggressions across their face. So if so, this is my favorite thing because I love reading people. Have you ever seen the show Lie to Me? I feel like I've talked about that before. It's like super old show. They would like, it was a show about a dude who is a lie detector expert, like human lie detector. And in the show, it would like zoom in on what he's looking at. And then it's like, see the eye twitch, see the mouth movement, see them swallow. They're lying. And then you'd be like, ooh, am I a lie detector? And then you'd like around like looking at people. So in this case, they say, I'm just going to read it verbatim. Touching of the face, mouth, forehead, or nose while speaking can be a sign of dishonesty. Their remarks may also seem unemotional or their reactions rehearsed. But their micro expressions, that's what I meant, not microaggressions. Their micro expressions.
Microaggressions of the something face. Else.
Including flared nostrils or tense lips may show a flash of what they're truly feeling. So if they're saying all the right things, but they don't feel those things, their eyes can give them away. Like if you, and all, this is a good one. I never thought about this. If someone is like paying attention to you very carefully and like not blinking after they say something and they're watching your reaction, they're saying, they're trying to see if you've bought their lie. So they're like, they're trying to read you, read them. Creepy, right?
That is kind of creepy.
They also, hey, this is so shitty. They also try to like show intimacy or appear affectionate. You might disregard this as just sweet talk. And they might even try to convince you to cross a moral line, like lying on their behalf. I don't know where that was going, but that's cool. Yes, it's harmful for other people. Do not do it and drive. What should you do? Just kidding. What should you do if you know someone with a double identity?
That's a good question.
Police. Yeah.
But is that a crime?
No. It should be.
Well, I don't think you can legally be married to two different people.
You can't. That is true.
But otherwise, I think legally there's nothing
that can be done. It's true. And that's where the show Snapped comes in, from Investigation Discovery. Have you guys seen that show? That shit is scary. But no, if you suspect someone's living a double life, they basically say like, if they're like, hey, what were you up to? Like, why weren't you with your wife? And then they're like, oh, I went to the movies. You're like, well, what movie did you see? Like, you just keep like getting their details until they're obviously lying.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they're also good at like gaslighting and manipulating. I don't know if you said that.
I don't know that I did, but I agree with you. Well, psychopaths.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Psychopath is like a cloud term, and then there's like all of those things. Also, now that I think about it, everyone's kind of living a double life in the secret lives. The sex lives. Why do I keep calling it that? The sex lives of college girls. Because it is. Like, they're all leading like secret lives, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of applicable. Some other movies that are applicable for double lives are basically all superheroes. Let's be real.
Oh. I like it.
Spider-Man, Dark Knight, all of this.
Why are they lying?
Superman, because they can't accept their lives. I don't know. I'm not a super person. Oh, hi. I'm like, there she is.
Hello.
There's also, what was it? So another one that got me going recently was the story of Anna Sorokin. Sorokin. Have you watched?
Is that the
Inventing Anna?
Yeah.
I have not. You watched it?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
I haven't been watching TV like the past couple weeks, but I did start Minx, but I haven't gotten to the penises yet.
Okay, so you basically started like the first 5 minutes.
No, I feel like I'm like halfway. Like she's like agreed to do the magazine, and they've like had their first meeting.
Huh. I can't. Maybe it's episode 2.
Okay, I was just like.
You're waiting. You're just waiting. Like, where are they?
I'm just like, oh, yeah, mommy.
Mommy needs her cheese. Disgusting.
Anywho.
Okay, well, if you listen to last week's episode, that was your homework, like one of your homework assignments, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
I think it was two. Nice.
2 weeks ago, whatever. I gave you time. Whatever. So it's, I'm like, feelings are hurt, and Katie's like, that's none of my business. So Inventing Anna, maybe we should save that for a different day. I feel like it's been talked about a lot already.
Oh, but have we talked new about news. It?
But no, it's based on a real story. I actually like this show because every episode they're like, this is based on his true story, except for the part that isn't. <They're> like, so basically they give like, you know, artistic license to do whatever they want within that. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things that are real, and then there's a lot of things that are not, but it's essentially about, so like Anna Sorokin herself is a real person, Russian born German citizen, con artist, and fraudster.
Oh,
in the movie or the show, they portray her as someone who really believes her bullshit. And it actually is, it's a very conflicting feeling because you're like, oh, I want her to do well. She almost, you'll watch it. I'll stop myself.
Okay.
But for real, she's in jail. So.
Oh, in Germany?
Like in real life.
But like, is it in Germany?
Like, let's see. This is a recent article in E! News.
Is this like a show that I'm going to have to watch with the subtitles?
No, it's in you might not want to watch it because of her accent. So
I've seen all of the TikToks and I'm like, why is it like that?
So okay, I'll tell you why. And I actually looked thank this up. You so yeah. And I actually love doing her impressions of her because I'm not good, but I have fun because it's weird. She's from Ozark.
Julia
Garner, jeez Louise.
Who?
She does a really good job. What?
Who?
Julia Garner. You haven't seen Ozark either. That's also on your to-do list.
Sorry, I know. I have it written down.
It's okay. Yeah. It's not okay, but I'll live with it for now because we're live.
Hello?
She started playing and it freaked me out. So that was scary. So long story short, her accent, Julia Garner, did her best to come up or to do the Anna Sorokin accent, which is like very similar to that apparently. So because she's Russian but raised in Germany, I think like later in her life, she kind of has this like blend of a Russian German accent. But then she moves to New York, and I think the way they described it when Julia Garner was doing her accent work was they wanted to make it such that when she's in New York, she doesn't sound like a New Yorker. She sounds like she's European or Russian or German. But when she's in Russia and Germany, like to them, to your, you know, to that part of the world, I'm like butchering this. Over there, they're like, no, you're not one of us. You sound like a New Yorker. So she doesn't really fit in either way. And that's where it comes out. Like, she's like, no, I just want to make it happen. I just want the delve. I can't even do it. I'm messing up so bad.
Yeah, it sounds really annoying.
It's so, okay, I refused to watch it until someone close to me was like, no, you would really like it. And I was like, how much does she talk? Because the very first episode is like, I think they just went like full speed. Like it almost sounds like the first take of her accent and you're just like, no, 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 no. I can't, I don't think I can handle this. And then it does get a little more subtle as the show goes on. So she works up to it. But anyways, that's a double life right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that affected a lot of people's lives. We will wait until you watch it to talk about it.
Okay.
I had another thing. Oh, this one was kind of fun. It's from 2014, though, so it's kind of old. Ew, that was 8 years ago.
Don't
11 celebrities who are leading double lives.
Oh, no.
And we already know these things by now. I'm going to say her name wrong, and I know you know it. Mayim Bialik.
Oh, Mayim.
Mayim Bialik.
Bialik. I think so.
She obviously is from the Big Bang Theory, but she's also
a neuroscientist.
You do or do not?
I do not. My parents are obsessed with it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's very like...
It's too close to home.
Yeah. Yeah, there is for sure. Also, Steve Martin. Like he's an actor, but he's also a banjo player, and he has a band called Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers.
What?
Yeah.
Pretty like weird. While he was famous?
Yep. And Ken, I'm probably saying his name wrong too, Ken Jeong from The Hangover. Mm-hmm. He's also in Community.
Mm-hmm.
He had his medical degree from the University of North Carolina. So he's actually licensed to practice internal medicine in the state of California. And... that's not so surprising. Let's go to the next one. Venus Williams is also an interior designer. Sarah Palin can play the flute, and she was in a beauty pageant.
That's not really a... That's just a life. Talent.
She also played a beauty... She was also in a beauty pageant. This one's a little sad because the last one is James Franco, and this is from 2014. Information released. They're like, did you know he's also a teacher?
And among other things.
Yeah. I've heard horrible things about him.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's still
his role
working
as a teacher.
But see, I type in James Franco and it's like movies, Spider-Man, Brother, Net Worth, Movies List, Age, IMDb, Seth Rogen. No. Predator. Ooh, Predator Reddit. Apparently, he said that, I don't want to read any of this. Reddit is interesting. I feel like I don't go on it enough, but also I think I should. Apparently, he says that he has a sex addiction, and that's the reason for these things. But we're not going to go down that road.
Yeah, that's what Chris D'Elia said as well.
Cutting it off. Oh, okay. He's also... That is still so mind-blowing to me. My phone just fell.
Uh-oh.
That was scary. Where'd you go? That's fine. Chris D'Elia... Wasn't he... What was the show that he was in? That was
You.
Like, it was You, huh?
Mm-hmm. And apparently he played a pedophile on another show, too.
And it's that thing. This is why we follow our gut. I feel like he kind of looks like, not like he looks a little sketchy. And you're like, no, it's cool. He's funny.
Mm-hmm.
No, but he looks a little sketchy. And he's also got cast as a predator on two different shows. No, but he's an actor and he's funny. Oh, no, he's actually a predator.
Alleged.
It's that thing where they keep it so close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I feel.
Although I'll just like he was never charged with anything.
So he's out and hanging out.
No, what happened was that there was people. He claims that people were like baiting him, like underage girls were like DMing him, like at like. And then they would be like, well, I'm 15. And then he would be like, oh, no, thanks. But then they would only post like the parts that were suggestive, supposedly before he knew how old they were. But nothing, he was never charged with anything. But did admit to having extra, well, I guess they weren't married, but he did have affairs and claimed he had a sex addiction. That one's hard because I did like him. And we went and saw him, and I thought he was funny.
You're not allowed to think he's funny anymore, Katie.
I
No.
know.
I'm just, no, you can do whatever you want, but it's that, it's weird. It's like same, right? Would you stop going to like James Franco, watching James Franco movies? I don't know.
I don't really.
You don't watch movies, I know.
I don't watch movies, and I was never really like
Yeah, neither was me, same.
into him or not. It was just
Yeah.
neutral.
Like you are whatever.
You exist.
So, I feel like we have to circle it back to something less icky. Okay, let's see.
Are you, does your
Do
shirt say
you
Joe Torre?
Does what?
Joe Torre
Where?
on your shirt?
Here? Who's Joe Torre?
The Yankees manager? Or like back in the
Cool.
day?
Literally, you see what you want to see. That would be a really weird thing to have on a shirt.
Well.
No, it says
Oh.
Slidetober. And it's like a guy surfing.
Well, I couldn't see any of that part, but
A guy with a motorcycle and a surfboard, for sure.
for sure. Do not try at home.
What? Motorcycles and surfboards?
Yeah, at the
That's
same
pretty
time.
common, actually, in the surf community. So I don't know if you
Oh,
know that, but
my
that's like a
bad.
real thing.
My
No, I
bad.
actually almost like that was one of the first times I realized I could trust my husband. July of 2016, Bali, Indonesia. We were on a scooter with two or three surfboards in our hands. I was on the back. I was on the back. He had a backpack. I had a backpack. So I'm
Oh
like,
my
can you help?
God.
Don't drop me. And we had to go. We're trying to find the surf spot, like this, like, hidden gem. And we were with some friends and no one knows where they're going. And we go down this one dirt road and we're like, this could be it. And to get to the place where we had to go, and like this makes sense because it's like a sketchy little bridge thing to get there. It wasn't like a real bridge. It was not a bridge, but like to get there, there was down this dirt path. There was like this big, and by big, I mean probably like 5 foot by, I don't know, 8, 10 feet ditch. And it was across the whole dirt road. And so to get across to keep going to your surf spot, you had to cross by, like, I'm so bad with measurements. Let's just say they were like at most a foot wide
Two by
planks.
fours.
Yeah, let's call it 2x4 planks that were like really long. And my husband, I was like, we're not crossing this. If we fall, like, this is gonna be really shitty. I don't wanna fall 5 feet
And
and
then if you
like,
do go, you have to come back.
right. I'm like, and they're like, it's fine, it's fine. So I literally closed my eyes and he went for it and we got across. And I was like,
Oh
oh my God, I'm so proud of us. Like, that was amazing. And then we go down the road and guess what? It was the wrong spot.
no.
We had to go back eventually, anyways, but we did it very quickly. And I was like, no, I'm not ready for this. And so then that we went back and we lived to, I survived. I
Wow.
survived. We eventually found the surf spot. Another interesting fact, though, of that same trip, we went down another dirt road later, maybe like a day or two later. And we're like, oh, is this the street we're supposed to go to get to that spot, whatever we were doing? And instead, we turn the corner and it's just like this big, empty, like, grass field with probably like 15 stray dogs.
What?
And they just, like, I'm talking like stray dogs that live off the land.
feral.
And they like, yeah, feral. And they like look at us.
Oh no.
And they like start walking towards us. I'm like, fuck, get the fuck out of here, please. Like, that would be a really horrible way to go, to get eaten by dogs in Bali. Like, yeah. No, thank you.
Not a great look.
Like, maybe like two dogs, like that is scary as it is, but like 15 mm-hmm. can eat you.
Definitely. Like, for real.
That was probably the sketchiest thing that happened in traveling. We lived, obviously. So.
Nice.
And that's how I murdered my husband.
Oh, no.
Just kidding.
That's why you're in his office. You've taken over.
Yeah. Hello, it is me. Yes, I will be in business today. Yeah. I just emailed. That would be, it could be a scary movie, right? Can you imagine I write a scary movie and he's like, what?
So it's like this thing where like the wife like kills the husband, takes over his life and business. No one knows. Yeah, just something
nobody,
like that.
Nobody has. Think about double lives. I got inspired. I read a WikiHow. I don't know. Something like that.
Really inspired. So, it really spoke to me.
Dark. Ugh. So dark. No thanks. Well, I'm glad that we don't live double lives. I mean, this is kind of like a double life because not everyone listens to our podcast. And I mean, I would say it's kind of like a double life for you because you're actually quiet. Mm-hmm. And then
one knows about it.
Yeah. So this is like our welcome to our double life.
Hell yeah. Maybe that'll give me some like inner like quiet confidence.
I thought you were going to say something about like a secret fantasy that you're like living out. I don't know. You're like, you know, family or friends are like, oh, so what are you doing Friday night? You're like, oh, I'm seeing a movie. Like, just like all the all the like micro, not aggressions, expressions.
And then it's like a montage, like of like me putting the laptop up and the light and the microphone.
We should make like a short, that'd be a really funny short film, actually. I could get on board with that.
Okay. Like little quiet Katie at work.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? Oh, nothing.
Yeah. That's also like, that reminds me actually of another movie I've seen. I feel like you saw it too, which I'm surprised. It's a more recent one on Netflix where it's about a school teacher. Well, it starts out as a school teacher who is making extra money by doing dominatrix web videos. Have you seen that one?
No.
I'm afraid to Google dominatrix web videos.
Ooh, oh, don't do that.
Dominatrix
Netflix.
Movie.
Put Netflix in there. Netflix.
Netflix. Oh my gosh, I could see there being like a spinoff called like Net. Like
porn.
Yeah. Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know what to write. Author and detective. So it's interesting because you would like the movie. It's a good thriller. Brazen,
never heard of it.
Whatever. So it's like a, do you see that sass? It's with Alyssa Milano, Sam Page, and Emily Lurup.
Sure.
And long story short, someone's murdered. So the lady who does the films is murdered eventually. You'll see it. If you'll watch it. I'm even gonna watch it.
Don't put me down like that. I only have like 500 movies to watch.
It's only an hour and 36 minutes. I feel like that's
okay.
Like
that's short. That's nicer.
Like we can watch it right now. Wanna watch it together? Wanna do a live watching? No, but like that character leads a double life too. It's not as fun, I guess, when I explain it. And then my whole punchline is like, they lived a double life.
Like, yeah. I mean, cool. I'm sure there's people that have seen it and then they'll get it.
Yeah.
And then it'll make sense to them.
I mean, it makes you wonder though, right? Like, maybe sex workers and adult movie stars and exotic dancers and webcam girls, like
I'm considering it. Yeah, no, same.
I was just going to say, I've met a webcam girl before, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I was laughing. I was like, oh, shit, I've met one before. Yeah, in Vegas, of course. And he actually was living a double life. And I'm like, well, what do you... I was drunk and asking her a ton of personal questions because I was like, so tell me about the psychology of this. And she told me like why she does it.
Oh,
and I can share that now if you'd like.
And here she is. Really,
and here, just kidding. Oh, not me. Yeah, no.
It's me. That's how we met.
Yeah, and there's Katie.
And then Kylie got me a job.
That's why you're so good on the webcam with the lighting and everything. It's just like you already have it for your setup.
I already had it. Yeah.
So she actually tells her family she sells weed in like a different state. So she's living a double life for sure. And her husband have an open relationship. And I was like, whoa, that's cray cray.
I like how that her lie is also an illegal activity.
Right. So it's like,
oh, I mean, not, sorry, less... that's mean like webcam's not necessarily illegal.
No, just like a, yeah, I know what you're saying. I was like, yeah, for sure. But I know we know what you're saying. It's something
selling weed is illegal.
Cover it up with, yeah, it's like, it's not brown. It's taupe. It's, you know, it's like next, very similar kind of idea.
You're like she could have been like, I'm an accountant.
Right. But that's too, not yet. No one's going to believe that. I think it was in one of the states that's legalized it. And so she's saying that she works at like a dispensary.
Oh,
or something like
I see.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's not that illegal. But
she meant like, oh, I'm just selling it on the corner. Oh, and her parents are like, oh, for sure.
But no, that it is funny, right? I think people do that. Well, they'll tell a lie that's like a little bit less like bad or like something they think will be less in trouble from their parents or something. But like along the same line, so they're like kind of mentally preparing them. I don't know. You're right. Like instead of an like don't has to be kind of believable, kind of like conspiracy theory for your life.
So. Yeah.
What
secret life shall I have?
I mean, it's true though with the podcast, not everyone knows that we do this, so
yeah. I thought it would be funny because the guys were gonna go to a brewery after work, and I wanted to be like, oh hey, like you want to go down to like the name of the local strip club, like I'll be on in like an hour, I can get you guys some like free drinks, and then just like leave, like okay, see you there.
That would be amazing. But yeah, that's just to see their faces. I love the, if you can't tell, I love the element of surprise.
I know, shock. But see, it's like I'll need to have like a video or something so I can show you everyone's reactions.
Wear your body cam brooch.
Oh, that you got me for Christmas?
Yeah, that thing is sick. It's like a bundle of spiders or something. I don't know.
Nice callback.
Thing. I pay attention. So that's that. That was cool. That was so scary.
That had everything.
It has everything. This episode has everything. It's dark. It's nasty.
It'll make you chuckle.
Sad. It might make you laugh a little bit. And you'll learn something, and you'll also pay attention to people's microaggressions. Just kidding, microexpressions.
But sometimes people are just nervous.
Because they're lying. Why are you nervous?
But they have anxiety.
This is not Bop It. If I'm asking, where did you go yesterday? And you're like, and you're doing that. You either don't want to be my friend or you're lying.
I'm just like, well, see, the thing is,
I'm like, hey, Kitty, do you want to record? She's like, actually,
yeah, well,
you kind of look like Kristen Stewart right now when you do that. She's just like, like, you know, that's like the thing. Like,
yeah, I've seen people impersonate her.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen much of her.
Well, it's just like, something like that. along those lines. But anyways.
Sure.
Yeah, this episode does have everything.
And for that, we say you're welcome.
Oh, my light is on the verge of crashing into my face.
No. Enough. And that's how the episode ends.
And then Kylie died.
No.
I mean, I will eventually, just not now.
Everyone dies and everyone poops.
Yeah. I tell myself that every time I go into a public restroom.
I can't.
I was like, well, here's my mentality. I'm like,
help all the shy poopers.
Shy poopers. It sounds like, have you seen Shy Ronnie, SNL video?
I love the Lonely Island digital shorts. So good.
Rihanna on SNL is so good. And Lonely Island. I almost called it the Lovely Island.
That could be our group.
That's their porn spinoff. just kidding. Yeah. So to all you shy poopers, I tell myself when I go poop in public places, yes, I poop, that unless my husband's listening, then I don't poop. Just kidding. He knows. I tell him. I tell myself that you physically, like, A, girls who are skinny or, like, in shape or whatever, like, they poop a lot, number one. Like, your stomach mm-hmm. can't be flat if you got food in there. And so they're either getting diarrhea a ton or they're having a healthy amount of fiber, you know, and they have normal movements. Also, if you don't like poop talk, you should probably stop listening. And
we're here to learn.
And number two, like, only humans poop. Well, all animals, all living things poop. Like, you're like, we're not aliens. And then if you don't poop, like, ever, you're probably constipated, which is, I think, is like worse than just regular pooping. Because then it's like in there. Being constipated sucks. But anyways, that's what I tell myself. So I'm like, if I don't poop, the person next to me might think something's wrong with me. So I'm just going to go ahead and do what this place was intended for and let it go.
So it's your signal that, like, hey, everyone, I'm healthy.
Yeah. I'm like,
just want to, in case anyone was worried about me,
proving it to myself. No one cares if you poop. That's my point. Like, if you poop, no one's going to be like, oh my God, Trish, you poop in there. No one's going to say, she's like, yeah, that's a bathroom. People poop all the time. I will laugh if someone has explosive diarrhea because it's hilarious. I feel bad for them because it's like funny, but no one is like judging the fact that you poop. And if you are, then they deserve to smell your poop. So.
Good point.
Thanks. And that's my poop talk for the day. Kylie's poop corner. You're welcome.
Thank you. I think that'll help a lot of toilet shy Ronnies.
Toilet talks corner. Yeah. Anyways, maybe something less gross to end on.
No, I think that's
potty mouths all around this episode. Yeah. Literally. Well, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
You're really making us end on this.
I know. I mean, whatever. If you have something.
I think we're good. I feel like that's probably good because you gave us a save it for the podcast. Yeah, we're good.
I think it's a great life lesson and I learned something.
Yeah. Same. So, I suppose.
What more could you ask
but for I'm an getting ending. Way too comfortable on this podcast. But anywho. It's okay.
Join us next week for
next time. Yeah, thanks for joining us as always, and we appreciate your time and energy in listening to this.
Indeed.
And that you got through the whole thing.
Congratulations, everyone.
Now you can go on to the next one.
You got it.
Have a nice whatever you're doing.
Indeed.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.